Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Title 42 has expired, and the mayor of Yuma, Arizona, is lashing out at the federal government.
Yuma is known as the sunniest city on earth, but Mayor Doug Nichols says the town, which is just 10 miles from the Mexican border, has a dark cloud hanging over it now. More migrants are crossing, and he says no one is helping.
And the question keeps coming up, what now? Well, I've been asking that question for 2 years, with no substantial response. We've had an increase in the last month from 300 to 1,000 people and more every day.
Nichols says 161 immigrants, all carrying proper paperwork, were dropped off overnight in the Yuma area, which has nearly 100,000 residents. I'm Skip Kelly.
As thousands of migrants from around the world are gathering at the southern border, the Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news last night. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. As of yesterday, there were more than 28,000 in custody. An appeal is expected. The House passed a Republican-written bill designed to restrict the flow of migrants across the border by allocating money into personnel and equipment and making it harder to seek asylum and codifying Trump-era policies, such as resuming construction of a southern border wall. Job satisfaction hit a 36-year high in 2022, revealing two positive changes in the tight labor market. The quality of jobs improved as wages and work flexibility increased, and workers moved into positions that were a better fit. Last year, 62.3% of U.S. workers said they were satisfied with their jobs. That's up from 60.2% in 2021. The study was done by nonprofit The Conference Board. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg plans to bring manslaughter charges against former Marine Daniel Perry. He confronted a man on the New York subway threatening passengers. The coroner said the chokehold Perry used to subdue Jordan Neely was what caused his death. The decision to charge Perry was made by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and will happen without being presented to a grand jury at this time. Penny turned himself in this morning. Football fans have been waiting for the NFL 2023 regular season schedule.
Some of the highlights, the first game of the year features the Detroit Lions traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. The Dolphins head to East Rutherford to play the Jets in the NFL's first ever Black Friday game on November 24th. Meanwhile, the New York Giants travel to Philadelphia to play the Eagles on Christmas Day. On Thanksgiving, the Green Bay Packers will face the Lions in Detroit. I'm Dave Collins.
A replacement for Twitter CEO Elon Musk has been narrowed down, and the Wall Street Journal is saying it's Linda Yaccarino's job to lose. Yaccarino is NBC Universal's veteran advertising sales leader. A federal judge says the government cannot bar 18 to 20-year-old Americans from buying handguns from federally licensed gun dealers. The judge in Virginia ruled this week that federal law prohibiting dealers from selling handguns to adults in that age group violates the Second Amendment. The Justice Department is expected to appeal the ruling. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out. BillMartinezShow.com, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch, joins us now. Hey, DeRoy, how we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, all things considered. I mean, Joe Biden has set my heart at ease. I was just nervous whether or not he was going to declare his run for re-election. Did not disappoint us, although I'm sure there's people in the party that are going, oh, no, now what do we do?
Yeah, they're sort of stuck with him, aren't they? People say, oh, you know, they're going to stop him from running. How are they going to stop him? I mean, if he wants to run, he can run. He has every right to run. He has every legal right to run. And I heard somebody say today, well, you know, the party elders are going to go tell him it's time to step aside. Who are these party elders? Nancy Pelosi telling him to back off, even though she's a big supporter? I guess Chuck Schumer, you know, there used to be, back in the old days, there was a, I think his name was Abrams, Bob Abrams, I think, maybe screwing up that name. It's been so many years. But anyway, he was the kind of the grand old man of the Democrat Party. And when they had some problems, he'd go in and say, all right, time for you to go. That guy's not around. I don't know who the party is. Who are these elders who are going to tell him to leave? And even if they do, he can say, all right, well, you know, out of my office, goodbye. Don't let the screen door hit you on the way out. Yeah. And he can run. Now, the thing is, the Washington Post had a poll with the ABC News, which came out on Sunday, which is just devastating. It had Biden's approval at 36%, which was the lowest level of his presidency. The number of Democrats who wanted him to run for re-election, I think, was somewhere in the mid-20s or so. And most astonishing was his approval among black voters. Went from 82% when he was inaugurated down to 52%. He's lost 30% support among blacks. Oh, my God. If you are a Democrat and you're running for re-election and 30% of black voters have walked away and either going to vote for the Republican or maybe just, you know, skip the election, not vote for president, there's no way this man gets re-elected. So
exactly.
I'm sure the Democrats are trying to figure out what can we do to get that guy out of there. And they're probably biting their fingernails big time.
Well, did you see that look on George Stephanopoulos' face when he had to report that? I mean, you're looking at thought bubbles going, can we do enough cheating to make up these low approval ratings from 24?
How do you steal enough ballots to make up for 30% of the black voters not supporting Biden? You'd have to harvest many, many, many ballots to make that happen.
Exactly. But, you know, here he is. He says, look at when he was asked by the MSNBC host, questioning his age and why should people have confidence in me? He goes, well, because I have more wisdom than anybody else that's running.
Wow.
I mean, who came up with that one?
Amazing.
The guy that can barely complete a sentence, he doesn't even know where he's at right now, can't even find himself off of a stage. He can't even attend a coronation of a king that hasn't been done in 70 some years. But he's got all the wisdom and proof of it. And I'm going, okay, well, share it with me.
Boy, what a comment. Yeah, that's really something. And Joe Biden was never considered an intellectual powerhouse. I mean, he was never a Daniel Patrick Moynihan type or anything of this sort. You know, when he was on his best days back in the Senate, when he was able to complete sentences, and now he's not a very bright guy. Who's now increasingly inarticulate. I mean, you see him get up just the other day. He was introducing some people. One of them had a pretty tough name to pronounce, and he just stumbled through it. Just, you know, pratfall after pratfall. And you know, I've written speeches for politicians and others, and what you do is you put a difficult name, you spell it out phonetically, and if you can't say the name the way it's spelled, you sound it out phonetically and slowly and all that. You put in capital letters where the emphasis is, the syllable which you emphasize. I would assume his staff does that, and he still stumbles all the way through this stuff, and it's just embarrassing and horrible. So, but you know, I think as for now, the Democrats are stuck with him, and he's. I know that Robert F. Kennedy is. Junior is running against him. He's at about 19%, which is pretty high for a guy who came out of nowhere. But that still leaves Biden at 62%. So I don't see him losing any primaries unless you know, things get markedly worse and people actually turn to somebody else, whether it's RFK or somebody like Gavin Newsom steps in or somebody of the sort.
Well, at 19%, it puts him on the debate stage with Joe Biden. And, of course, he said what he has said before and hit headlines yesterday that it was the CIA responsible for the death of his uncle.
Yeah, I saw that. That was quite something. That was definitely an eye-opener, and I think a lot of people still have questions. I think this November will be the 60th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. 60 years later, people still don't believe. Many people still are very skeptical about the official Warren Commission report version of the assassination, that it was Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone and so forth. I believe Woody Allen once called the Warren Commission report a great work of American fiction. I was appreciative of that comment.
Exactly.
So that was interesting. And RFK Jr. came out against all this, the transgender biological males playing sports against biological females. That was, given where the Democratic Party is today, rather brave. So he definitely is a bit of an iconoclast, and I don't know if he's really running. I wouldn't call him a conservative Republican, but a rather conservative Democrat, but he might be running as a non-crazy Democrat, and compared to the lunatics who are running this place into the ground, that might be something that would appeal to maybe not primary voters, but certainly general election voters if he ever got that far.
Yeah, it could be amazing if Robert Kennedy was able to reignite the old blue dog Democratic Party, bring it back to life and take over. And meanwhile, just let the progressives go merrily on their way and let them crash and burn.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would be a huge public service. I mean, I told someone the other day that, you know, if the Democrats would just go back to taxing and spending, I would do cartwheels. You know, it just raise taxes, spend it on poor people. And if you limit it to that and stop all this, you know, stealing people's gas stoves, and now they're coming after dishwashers, and then you've got the whole effort to you know, get 8-year-old boys and cut their penises off and on all the other insanity that these people are pushing every day, a little bit crazier than the last. You know, if they just went to, hey, we're just going to raise some taxes on rich people, and we're going to start programs and help poor people. Boy, a lot of that stuff is inefficient and doesn't work, but, you know, it's a lot less, so much less malicious than so many of the other projects they're pushing these days.
Well, all this evidence is coming out, you know, that's actually been out there for, you know, several years that we know of. The FBI has been doing their best to squash it. And, of course, we're finding out they've been sitting on this evidence for a long time regarding the Biden corruption family, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton et al. I mean, the Democratic Party, which has got to be, I think, concerning for anybody who identifies as a Democratic Party member, is that it has clearly become the party of graft, death, and corruption.
Well, it has. And, you know, we've seen with so much of the Hunter Biden stuff has been Hunter Biden hopping on Air Force Two when Joe Biden was vice president, flying off to China and flying off to these other places and doing these magnificent, amazing deals where he goes to China with his father, he comes back to the U.S. And I think about 2 weeks later, the Bank of China invests, I think the number was $1.2 billion in his fund. I mean, this never happens. People from places like Deutsche Bank and Wells Fargo say, hey, when we want Chinese money, it's a long, drawn-out, 3-4-5-month process. This guy gets $1.2 billion 2 weeks after he says, hands to these people his business card. Gee, what's that all about? But it's all circled around Hunter Biden. Now we've got charges from a whistleblower, like a couple whistleblowers perhaps, that this actually is involved, not Hunter Biden, but Joe Biden, and some questions about him taking money in exchange for from foreign entities in exchange for help with public policy. There's a word for that. That word is bribery. And not with Hunter Biden, but with Joe Biden. Now, as of now, we're still waiting to see what exactly this whistleblower has to say, and I hope that the Republicans in the House will bring him in and have him testify.
Going to break. Got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Recent reports reveal that the Taliban could be funneling American money into their own pockets, further funding their devastating campaign against the country's Christians. However, we are still working in the region, using powerful radio broadcasts to share the gospel with those who are in desperate need of hope. In an area of such extreme persecution, radio may be the only way for many people to learn about the saving love of Christ. The Tide Ministry radio show, Window of Love, is continuing to reach the lost in Afghanistan and the surrounding region. Join us in praying that many Pashto and Dari-speaking people will be drawn to Jesus through these culturally relevant gospel presentations in their own language. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people who may have very limited access to the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
No.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's DeRoy Murdoch, a Fox News contributor, Manhattan-based commentator. Always good to have him with us. And as you were saying before we went to break, DeRoy, these actions, I don't know how they can escape the idea that, the fact that these are treasonous actions. This has been treason against the American people, against this constitutional republic.
Well, treason certainly if Biden is took bribes from foreign entities to change American policy from people with whom who are either our enemies at wartime or our adversaries. I mean, if the bribe is from, you know, some French businessman to endorse a certain type of croissant or something, I imagine that wouldn't qualify as treason. But if it involves hey, you know, I'll take some money from some Chinese businessman and make sure that this Chinese company gets some advantage over others. And, yeah, I would say that that's pretty close to treason. And certainly if you took money from Iran, Venezuela, Russia, then that certainly would qualify. So I'm very curious to hear what information this whistleblower has. Apparently there's some document at the FBI that lays out all these details. And I'm sure that the Department of Justice is sitting on this. It's probably locked up in a vault somewhere if it's not already been shredded. Mm-hmm. And it'll probably take multiple subpoenas and court decisions, all that to get to it. But, you know, that could be the smoking gun that finally brings him down, if, in fact, that document says what it says.
Well, speaking of smoking guns, I mean, let's go back. Hunter Biden's laptop, that's a cannon.
a smoking cannon, exactly.
Exactly.
Smoking howitzer, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Here it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, but they, you know, the whole ruse was, well, this is, no pun intended, the ruse, which is the French word for Russia, that this was Russian propaganda, this Russian disinformation, the laptop doesn't really exist, or it got planted there by some Russian agents, and on and on and on. And then, of course, we had Antony Blinken, who was on the Biden campaign, man who's now Secretary of State, getting in touch with Michael Morell, who was at one point the acting director of the CIA, who then went ahead and contacted 50 other high-level intelligence officers to put up this statement October 19th of 2020, saying that the Hunter Biden laptop story had, I think the term was, quote, all the markings of a Russian information operation. And then based on that, Twitter and Facebook blocked the New York Post story New York Post website, mm-hmm. Twitter page, totally out of commission for 15 days. Right. People who are Twitter and Facebook customers who tried to pass that story along had it blocked. Some of them had their accounts frozen. Then the networks and the big papers decided, well, this is Russian disinformation. We're not going to talk about it. And they did an amazing, incredible job of censoring that story, mm-hmm. Such that most people didn't hear about it. And a lot of voters who had heard about it afterwards said, you know, if I knew about this, I wouldn't have voted for Biden.
Exactly.
And there are two different polls showing mm-hmm. somewhere between either about 9.4% of Biden voters to as much as many as 28% of them said they'd known about the Hunter Biden laptop, they wouldn't have voted for Biden. If those people not voted for Biden, Biden would be in his bunker in Delaware, mm-hmm. and Donald J. Trump would be in the Oval Office as we speak.
Exactly. What's interesting, Biden is complaining, saying the media has not given him much favor.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he actually had the nerve to say that. But now Karine Jean-Pierre is handing out invitations. If you're not part of the reindeer group, you don't come to the reindeer games. And speaking of the Post, recently they were omitted from a public event because the administration, you know, doesn't want them there because they are the ones that have been up front in reporting on the Hunter Biden shenanigans.
This is absolutely correct, and I do know that there's a precedent sometimes for restricting access to the White House in certain cases of where there's cause. For example, you remember Jim Acosta of CNN asking some questions of Trump, and a female White House staffer, I guess, was holding the microphone. He's trying to grab it from her, and he didn't get to fisticuffs, so there was a little bit of physical contact there, mm-hmm. which is rather hostile. And I think they banned him from the White House for a week or something like this. I think if that is the case, that's appropriate. I also think if you publish classified information, you ought to be told, all right, go back to your office. You can report from there. You're not allowed to be on the White House premises. But if it's just a matter of stories that the White House doesn't like, that's inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And they don't like the Post coverage on certain things. And so they're telling them, all right, you can't come to these events. So, and what's amazing about this is the rest of the press corps doesn't rally around the New York Post to defend them. They attack them and say, all right, you know, get the hell out of here.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, which is just astonishing. So,
well, and the thing is that
all for one, one for all, not.
And they're going to be subjected to these new guidelines that, you know, gives them a hard pass, so to speak, to where they can, you know, come to the, you know, the press meetings. And if they lose that press card because they violated based on, you know, what and what the press secretary says that you've done, well, then you're kicked out of the club there. I mean, and this is supposed to start, I think, in the next couple of months or something.
Well, there you go. So you've got that happening, and this is being perpetrated by the same people who say, oh, democracy dies in darkness, and Republicans hate democracy, and Trump hates democracy, and blah, blah, blah. I don't remember, as I say, other than the Jim Acosta case, I can't remember any other instance of anybody in the White House press corps being denied access to events at the White House. Mm-hmm. Trump gave interviews all the time. I mean, you could make the argument he maybe spoke too much, maybe a little less Trump would have gone further than the amount we got, perhaps. But this man doesn't give press conferences, barely gives interviews. Now they're restricting access of certain news organizations to events at the White House. This is exactly kind of anti-democratic, anti-press, anti-First Amendment kind of behavior that they say Republicans are guilty of, but of which America, which Republicans don't perpetrate. And yet their party, the party that supports democracy, are the ones who are engaging in this kind of activity.
Exactly.
It's again, the usual Democrat psychological projection. They attack us for the things they do themselves.
Well, and the thing is, this gives us about 3 minutes left to talk about the debt ceiling debate. You know, Kevin McCarthy, I think in terms of a chess move, did a great job in being able to corral the Republicans of the House to approve a debt ceiling number to what, $33 trillion, and which will give us about a year and a half worth of room to play with. But he said we're going to approve that. But it also comes with conditions, and that is that there's a focus on reducing the deficit, right?
Yeah, McCarthy did a great job. And remember, he only has a majority of 4 votes, so he doesn't have a lot of wiggle room. But somehow he's able to keep all the Republicans together and pass a measure last week, which basically said that the debt ceiling would go up $1.5 trillion. But in exchange for that, the funding levels would go back all the way back to where they were in 2022. I know that's harsh and terrible and rough and Dickensian, but yeah, going back to where they were last year. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. And then going forward, expenditure growth would only increase 1% per year. There also would be work requirements for recipients of food stamps and other federal welfare programs. And then Biden's $500 billion student loan bailout decree would be vacated, and the money for the 87,000 new IRS agents would be expunged. And so you basically are increasing the national debt limit, but you're also putting some major downward pressure on spending. I think it would decrease overall spending. I think the number was 4.8 or 5 trillion over the next 10 years, something like that, which is quite significant.
Right.
Now, what's important also is you keep hearing from the left, no, we're going to default, you know, default's going to happen, and Janet Yellen comes out every few days and, says, like, Chicken Little, oh my God, this guy's falling, default is going to. This is a lie. This is an L-I-E lie, total lie. The only way we'll have a default is if Joe Biden actively says, don't pay the bondholders, and we default. We have more than enough money to pay the bondholders as long as we pay them first. There's an excellent report that's put out by the Treasury Department. This is real wonky stuff, but it's called the Monthly Treasury Statement. It comes out every month, and it's kind of almost like a credit card statement. It shows how much our bank statement shows how much money came in that month, how much money we spent, how much money we borrowed. They put it out every month, and it's beautiful, transparent. All the numbers are there, and I went through it over the last 12 months from April 2022 through March 2023. Those are the most recent numbers. And just in round numbers, we brought in $4.8 trillion in that amount of time. We paid out net interest payments of $564 billion, which means that we brought in 7 times more money than we need to pay the bondholders. And as long as you pay the bondholders, there's no default. It's kind of like when you have, let's say, $5,000 on your credit card. You don't need to pay all $5,000 on your Visa card, your MasterCard, to keep the bank happy. You just have to pay your monthly minimum, which might be $200, $250. As long as you pay that smaller amount, everybody's cool. It doesn't work the national debt. As long as we pay what we owe our bondholders, everything's fine and there's no default.
We'll leave it right there. DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Appreciate it, buddy. The Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Have a great day, sir.
You as well, Bill. Thank you.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingarona, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding!
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. As thousands of migrants from around the world are gathering at the southern border, the Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news last night. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. As of yesterday, there were more than 28,000 in custody. An appeal is expected. The House passed a Republican-written bill designed to restrict the flow of migrants across the border by allocating money into personnel and equipment and making it harder to seek asylum and codifying Trump-era policies, such as resuming construction of a southern border wall. The vote was 219-213, largely along party lines. Lance Pry, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
John Zamerica up next. Breaking news here that a federal judge, actually this was from last night, blocks the Biden administration from releasing migrants without court dates as Title 42 expires. Dr. John Zamerica from Stream.org is with us right now. John, lots of things to catch up on, especially all eyes watching, thousands upon thousands of illegal migrants getting ready to bust through the border, even though you got Mayorkas saying the border is not open, but everything else tells you that his words are not lining up with his actions.
Well, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that we have a patriotic judge who believes in the rule of law.
Yeah.
The Biden administration has simply decided to sabotage the entire country in the pursuit of cheap political advantage. They've done the math, and they think that recent immigrants, especially from poor countries, are more likely to be Democrat voters because they will get free stuff from the government. So why not? These are people who are willing to steal a presidential election, who were willing to imprison the peaceful January 6th protesters, who simply talked about it. This is a president who sold, who as vice president, sold access to him, to his office, and sold policy decisions to foreign governments, and is now using the FBI to stifle the truth.
Exactly.
Why are we shocked that he's willing to just trash the country by dumping millions of low-skill high school dropouts who are willing to break the law to come here? What a great start. What a perfect intro. That is a great American. Someone who's willing to lie, to pretend that he's a political refugee, and then skip his court date and just disappear into the country.
You're asking people to live by an honor system when they were dishonorable to begin with. You know, it's just laughable. And as you say, one of the things that's driving me nuts here, John, is that the Democrats, you know, aren't really dealing with the real number here. I mean, prior to this, leading in probably to the Biden administration at the start of it, we were probably at about 25 million illegal immigrants in the country. They kept using that 13 million. They've been using that 13 million for decades. Well, there's, you know, that thing has just been growing ever since. But they kind of been shielding the real numbers. So we're somewhere around 25 or 30. Now, since Biden has taken over, we've had an increase of somewhere between 5 and 7 million. So we're way past 30. We're probably approximating 40 million illegal immigrants as it stands today, if the truth be known. And and all these people are running out of services. I mean, even the blue states are saying, wait, we can't sustain this. So here these people are coming over, yes, maybe because they're promising a vote for the Democrats, but they're going to be gravely disappointed, just like blacks and other minorities who had been promised and whose votes have been purchased by the Democratic Party. And guess what? A lot of promise and no delivery.
Well, great. They can be the next rioters. They can be the next George Floyd rioters who loot businesses and beat people up and are not punished. Yeah. And anyone who defends himself against them can be prosecuted for murder, like Kyle Rittenhouse and Jake Gardner. Yeah. When I describe...
And Daniel Penny.
That's right.
You know, this thing, this former Marine who turned himself in this morning because of the pressure, and Alvin Bragg has no backbone, so he doesn't even go to a grand jury to have them, really do the deep down study. He just, in order to avoid political pressure, he buckles and has Daniel Penny show up for, because he says, I'm going to arrest you. Well, you know, so now we're going through the process, and your point in all this, John, and you and I talked about this, it almost seems like years ago, that we're going to promote a rise of vigilantism because, crime is out of control. We've got more people coming in that aren't beholden to the U.S. Constitution. They're beholden to the cartels. The cartels tell them what to do. You see, and this is what people are forgetting. These aren't just people who, are poor and, they're escaping pressure. I mean, they may have, in some case, went from the frying pan to the fire because they left a country where they maybe were dealing with some political pressure, possibly. But then they get beholden to the cartels that now own them and their families for at least a generation, if not two.
Yeah, let's remember, all this is about promoting a lie. Mm-hmm. The lie being that these people are political refugees in Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico is not a totalitarian country. It is not a tyranny that persecutes people for their religious or political beliefs or their ethnicity. So we all know it's a lie. We all know that when they say they're political refugees, that is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lie like Christine Blasey Ford told before Congress.
Yes.
It's perjury. And everybody knows that. But George Soros-sponsored attorneys and leftist judges are willing to pretend to take the lie seriously long enough to turn these people loose so they can disappear into the country, have anchor babies, and the next generation of Democrat voters is assured. And what they're doing, essentially, is we are turning the U.S. into one of those cartel-dominated border cities like Juarez that these people are trying to get away from.
Yeah.
So soon there will be no United States of America to flee to, because America will be like tragic city like Monterrey, Mexico, where I went there in 2000, and it was a beautiful, prosperous town. It was like Dallas with a Spanish accent. Well, since then, the cartels have destroyed the place and turned it into chaos.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening to America, because the same kind of crooks and tyrants are running America via the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, as run Mexico and other heartbreaking, tragic third world countries.
John, the thing is, and people are surprised because they think cartels are just south of the border. And I think Fox published about a month ago a map of the cartel's incursion and operations within the United States. We're talking maybe all but 8 states. The cartels are well entrenched. So they have a supply chain that goes from Mexico out throughout the country. Well, we can probably say the supply chain that starts in China and goes all the way up through Mexico and into the United States. I mean, this is very sophisticated, very well established, that that the leadership knows. Joe Biden knows about all this. Congress knows about this. And meanwhile, we the people are left vulnerable. And then they want to take away our guns, our Second Amendment right. And yep. and now, you have a situation where you've got a brave, I believe, a hero type in Daniel Penny, I should say, who saves. How many people did he save on the subway there with this homeless guy who has a track record? Unbelievable. I mean, 42 arrests. I mean, and the brutality, I mean, rape, and I mean, it's a rape, but I mean, he beat up an older woman. I think she was 65, 68 years old, and hit her in the face and broke her orbital bone, John. I mean, this guy, it's unbelievable.
This homeless psycho is the ideal Democrat. He is the ideal American. The Democrats' vision of the ideal American is a psychotic, homeless thug who smells of his own bodily fluids, who will vote as he's told and beat up and terrorize and intimidate the solid middle class citizens who make up the real America.
How is Alvin Bragg not indictable for this? I mean, he has put this man back on the street time and time again, and even this man's family. And I understand it's tough when you have a child that's out of control, but they're equally responsible, in my humble opinion. We've got more for after this.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. At Office Depot, teachers mean the world to us for all of their support, guidance, smiles and tears, for the early morning extra help sessions, late night paper grading, and everything in between. Their desire to create brighter futures and make the world a better place is inspiring. To thank teachers this Teacher Appreciation Week and beyond, teachers with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can get a special coupon for 30% back in bonus rewards on qualifying in-store purchases, including classroom supplies, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, and more. Now through July 1st, visit officedepot.com/education to learn more. And thanks to the generosity of Office Depot and Office Max customers, the company raised over $2.1 million to support teachers, students in Title I schools last year. The in-store school supply drive was recently enhanced, and this year will help hundreds of additional Title I schools nationwide. Visit OfficeDepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You know that iconic song from Tony Bennett, Left My Heart in San Francisco. I got to tell you, living here in Florida now, a lot of people, huge influx of New Yorkers who have left their heart in New York. It is sad, you know, for them. And I understand how tough it must be, you know, for them. We can joke about some of the political viewpoints in that. But, John, there are many people here, New Yorkers, who have transplanted here to this free state of Florida. But, you know, it's almost like the Jews when they were kicked out of Jerusalem and they went into Babylonia. They missed their hometown. They missed, you know, the things that they related and they grew up with. And I'm hearing this more and more from native New Yorkers here in Florida that it's bittersweet. Yeah, it's free state here in Florida. They like that part, but they miss New York, and I can't blame them.
Bill, I'm a native New Yorker now in exile in Dallas, and yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I would love to live back in my hometown, my home city. If it were up to me, I would still live within walking distance of a Catholic church where I was baptized and went to grammar school, and 2 blocks of a high school that I went to near my best friend in the world, who is still my best friend, who I met at age 7.
What?
I can't live in New York. First of all, it's not a free country politically.
Right.
If I leave Astoria, Queens, and go into Manhattan, you know, I can't wear a political button. I can't wear a MAGA hat. I can't express my views because thugs are empowered to beat me up.
Yeah.
And the Democrats believe that that's the resistance. Hmm. They believe that that's legitimate. They're acting like we're in some horrible, wretched, dismal, third world kleptocracy. And that's why they elected or stole the election for a president who is a crook, whose
yeah.
brother is a crook, whose son is a crook, who runs a crime family. I write a lot about this in my book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration. And people want the best arguments and the best facts on how to deal with the fake arguments and fake moral claims of the left and of, mm-hmm. often of their churches. Go get my politically incorrect guide to immigration, and you'll know more of what's really going on.
Yeah, the triggering of the left. I mean, they're already cocked and ready to let go. I mean, you saw that the other night. You know, CNN has been hurting for ratings so badly that they had to have Trump on. I mean, to kind of save them. And he delivered the best ratings they've had in a long time. And but whoa, what a meltdown in the inner sanctum of CNN.
They don't believe in free speech.
No.
They don't believe in free votes.
Yeah.
They don't believe that Trump supporters, that pro-lifers, that anti-trans mutilation people, that conservative moms and PTA meetings, they don't believe we have any rights the way the Marxists, the communists in Russia, believe that the kulaks, the grasping peasants, don't have any rights. They don't believe we have any rights.
Right.
They were willing to imprison us for our beliefs. They're willing to pillage our cities and turn them loose to their rent-a-mobs. These people are not patriotic Americans. I want to say this clearly. The Democrats are not a patriotic mainstream political party.
They're
a crackpot extremist cult that has gotten big enough that we have to pretend that it's a legitimate organization. But in fact, it's a criminal organization that no longer even operates based on political beliefs. It's a crime organization linked to the cartels and the Chinese communists and anyone else, whoever's the highest bidder. If Vladimir Putin could bid high enough, he would control the Bidens. But he decided it was cheaper to just take Ukraine by war rather than buying it. Remember, Joe Biden, who's risking World War III in Ukraine, turned the whole country of Afghanistan over to the Taliban, who are allied with communist China. And do you know the day they signed that alliance? It was September 11th, 2001.
Yeah.
They signed their alliance with communist China, and Joe Biden just turned $90 billion worth of U.S. military equipment, bases, embassies, and the hapless, desperate citizens of Afghanistan over to the control of a radical Islamist cult allied with communist China. Why should we be surprised that he would steal an election and that they would send innocent people to prison if it suits them politically?
And that we'd realize that the Biden family is so corrupt with all the evidence, the clear evidence. I mean, you know, compared to Donald Trump, I mean, if they'd even had a tenth of the clear evidence that we have for Joe Biden, I mean, look at what they did just by lying and making things up. They impeached him twice. And then they go ahead and that's not enough. Then they take him to civil court as a former president and change the rules and everything so they can come up with this, this conviction. And what they started, the conviction was supposed to be for rape. Well, they didn't prove rape. They threw that out. So then they had to come up with some other, sleight of hand gizmo thing so that they could, impose some sort of $5 million judgment on him. And now he's guilty.
What we need to realize is that none of us are safe with Democrats in power. I live in Dallas, Texas. Guess what? My district attorney is a George Soros appointee.
Oh, wow.
George Soros choice.
Yeah.
So, I've got an AR-15. I've got a Beretta pistol. But if I use them to defend myself, I'm going to have basically a Chinese communist prosecutor trying to put me in prison with a jury full of recent illegal immigrants who were amnestied or their children or welfare recipients or just radical leftists. So I don't feel like I live in a free country. You have to live in a you have to live in a red state.
Red state.
In a red state.
Exactly.
Maybe have a chance at the traditional American experience. You probably have to live in the most conservative city in Texas, so it's city in Florida, to be out of reach of the anarcho-tyranny of this monstrous totalitarian system the Democrats are setting up.
Exactly. I want to transition to what St. Mother Teresa had to say about abortion. You'll remember it was at a national prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C., back in 94, and she's there before President and Mrs. Bill Clinton, Vice President and Mrs. Al Gore, along with 4,000 others in attendance, and she flat out called abortion murder. She says, "I feel the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion, because it is a war against the child, a direct killing of the innocent child, murder by the mother herself. And if we accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell other people not to kill one another, John?"
Well, the Democrats have decided to stop telling people that.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. They're finally heeding Mother Teresa's words and being consistent by basically endorsing all crime. They're just the pro-crime party.
Mm-hmm. And here we are.
You can't have order in the streets prolonged when you have chaos and murder in the womb. The most basic, fundamental haven in the world is the mother's womb, and it's the most dangerous place in America. It's every woman's womb, the Democrats turn into a Baltimore, Maryland, a killing field, a shooting gallery, a downtown Chicago. That's going to have its impact. And those rhino Republicans who think they can get low taxes and safe street, clean streets and safe neighborhoods while letting doctors mutilate and castrate children and murder them in the womb and pornographers and groomers control our public schools, they're sadly mistaken. The Brad Raffensburgers and the David Frenches and Nikki Haleys of this world, they have no future. They are dodos, they are unicorns, they are dinosaurs.
Well, you see, you've abandoned the fundamental thing that God told us. Life gives you life. Death gives you death. Evil promotes evil. And this is what has been let out on the streets of America, because we were given the option. Choose life or death. And look at what we have. How many people have chosen death? Now, I believe in a redeeming God who's willing to forgive. But we've got to bend our knees. We've got to throw ourselves down before a holy God and say, "God, please forgive us. Because we have dishonored you. We have chosen death. And forgive us for making a bad choice."
Right now it's up in the air whether America is Nineveh or whether it's simply Sodom.
Yeah.
And I think the next couple of years, our choices, especially in the wake of Roe v. Wade being overturned, our choices will determine whether we have the fate of Nineveh or we share the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, the short-term fate of Nineveh was they did repent. I mean, they even put sackcloth on the animals. That was how affected that they realized that their sin was toward God, and they changed their ways, and for 100 years they got a bit of a reprieve. Whether that will happen with America, I agree with you. I've been praying and that maybe we might have a Nineveh reprieve and revival experience, but we know where this is all heading, and that Jesus will come back, and a one-world government, the legitimate one-world government, will take place with He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. John Zemeric has been with us from Stream.org. Check it out and follow him and read all the great writings that he puts forth. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.